woman and a caravan was gone.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is PJ Vegas, and featuring on that track is Stella Standing Bear and Tippy. The song you just heard here on the show is called The Buffalo No. PJ is the son of Pat Vega from Redbone. You may know them from Come and Get Your Love, and he is a wonderful dude, as is his father. Julian Taylor here, and we've got brand new music from Sarah Kay. Sarah Kay is from Thunder Bay, and she used to be actually someone who helped me out and put this show together a little while ago when it first got started. We are 4 years into this, and I'm really excited. Couldn't be more happy and proud of Sarah Kay. Here is her brand new track, Do You Think of Me, on the Jukebox.
You hear me?
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is brand new music from Kaylee Jade, The Ceiling. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Kaylee won the Indigenous Songwriter of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards when they were hosted in St. John's a couple years back. Really great place to have the awards. I loved it. Music coming up from an artist that I was just introduced to from South Africa. The album is called Burnout. And this is an artist by the name of Sipho Mabuse. Dennis Coffey is on the show, joined by Mayor Hawthorne with a cover of P-Funk's All Your Goodies Are Gone Also coming up on the show, Luna Lee with a song called You Didn't Have to Go, released this past summer. Luna Lee is a Canadian artist with Korean descent as well, multi-instrumentalist and indie pop alternative rock and roll artist that I think you'll dig. And now we've got another Luna L, who's our featured artist of the week. Luna L is an R&B artist with some great, thoughtful lyrics. And here is the song Perfect by Design.
Cause I'm too attractive, babe. Got a piece of your heart, I wear your heart on my sleeve. I got all of your love, ain't no one else in between.
You didn't have to go.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Thank you.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
My name is William, and you're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Years ago, a marsh separated Highway 1 in Lafourche Parish, Louisiana, from the ocean, protecting it from waves and wind. But over time, that marsh became open water because of sea level rise and human-caused changes to the Mississippi River that prevent new sediment from reaching the delta. Without the marsh, the road became vulnerable to flooding during storms. And Joseph Ogeron of the nonprofit Restore or Retreat says on windy days,
2 and 3 foot waves would be crashing on the roadside and basically putting a saltwater spray across the highway and the vehicles that pass.
But he says that's not happening any longer, thanks to a recent marsh restoration project. The nonprofit Ducks Unlimited has used dredged sand to build about 2 dozen long terraces in the water. Volunteers with Ogeron's group then planted them with cordgrass and mangroves that trap sediment. And another project partner installed artificial reef blocks in the water. The project now provides habitat for wildlife. It helps protect the coast from storms, and it breaks up waves so they don't crash onto the road during high winds.
Now that these terraces are in place, that doesn't happen anymore.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.